If you're not feeling lucky tonight, maybe you want to check out a new show on stage this weekend. It's among the things to do over the next few days that Dimitri talked about with Mike McCarthy. He's the editor-in-chief of Washington Flyer.
The show is called Good People. It's about two folks who grew up in the same tough working-class neighborhood in Boston called Southie. They dated briefly in high school, and the woman ends up becoming a teen mom from another guy and barely scrapes by. While the young man goes on to medical school and becomes a big success with a gorgeous wife and a huge house in the suburbs, they haven't seen each other in 30 years, but they meet, and the story unfolds as a commentary on class and fate and ultimately luck. The story is from playwright David Lindsay Abaire, who also wrote Rabbit Hole, which later became a film starring Nicole Kidman. And here's what you don't expect. The play is really funny, but with major heartbreak and some heavy consequences about some of the choices we make in life and how some of it comes down to just, you know, luck. And it's really a magical production with strong performances all around. It's called Good People. And it's at Arena Stage through March 10th.
Well, why don't we stay on stage for a little while longer? We have a TV actor showing up Friday night at the Warner Theater.
That's right. Nick Offerman, who plays the grumpy Ron Swanson on Parks and Recreation, is at the Warner Theater on Friday night for his one-man show called American Ham. It's not really a stand-up routine, although there are jokes. It's really just Offerman telling stories and passing along what he calls his 10 tips for prosperity. Again, it's Friday night at the Warner Theater.
A new exhibit is showing what great photographers did to change images long before the days of Instagram. This sounds fascinating.
Yeah, it's called Faking It. It opens Sunday at the National Gallery of Art. It's the first exhibit devoted to the history of manipulated photographs before the digital age. The exhibit's photos range from the 1840s to the 1980s, including pictures of flying men or people stuck inside bottles. Again, Faking It starts Sunday at the National Gallery of Art's West Building, and it runs through May 5th.
And a rock legend is directing a new documentary.
It's called Sound City, and it's directed by Dave Grohl. It's a local legend, of course, the drummer for Nirvana and the Foo Fighters. The movie's about the history of a recording studio in the San Fernando Valley, where gold records from music legends like Tom Petty, Neil Young, Fleetwood Mac, Nirvana, and Johnny Cash were recorded. The studio eventually went out of business because of new digital recording, so the theme is about how to keep music sounding human. And there's also the plot about how Grohl managed to salvage the soundboard from the studio. The movie debuted at Sundance a few weeks ago, and now it's at the West End Cinema on M Street all weekend.
That's Mike McCarthy, editor-in-chief of Washington Flyer, joining us on Skype. You can learn more about this on our website, WTOP.com. Search Washington Flyer.